friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The Guardians play this rest of the week against Kansas City. It's a 6:40 start today, 6:40 tomorrow, and then 7:15 after that. There he is. Anthony Kastrovitz is on the fan hotline. Hello, Anthony Kastrovitz from MLB.com.
Anthony.
Hello, boys. I thought you were going to have me on to talk about the Ohio Bobcats getting ready to dismantle the Buckeyes this weekend.
They're coming off. Hey, that's a nice win last week over West Virginia, isn't it?
They played well.
You know it. You know it. I think this is a trap of a game for the Buckeyes.
Well, if they're going to leave the MAC, they got to start playing bigger teams. So there you go.
Are they leaving the MAC? Yeah. Break the news.
I have no idea. I don't want them to. I mean, I'm a MAC guy.
That's right.
Through and through. I support the best conference in college sports.
The biggest conference in the state of Ohio, as far as teams having teams from Ohio, right? Tell me another conference. Division One, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to get my foot out of my mouth on that
one. We're covering the important stuff here, yeah.
That is true. So I've been saying this. The Guardians are like when you were a little kid and you have a tooth that's just kind of hanging on. There's a couple strands that are keeping it attached to your... Man, they're not letting that tooth go, are they?
It's funny you say that. I was talking to my 7-year-old this morning about her wiggly, jiggly teeth.
She's yes.
Going on. Is that kind of the same thing?
Well, the question is... Do you want to take a door and put a string to the knob and then put it up to the tooth if you're a Guardians fan?
No, I wouldn't do that to her or to them. You might as well, hold on and hope that it'd be fun if those last three games are at home against the Rangers. It'd be fun if those have some playoff implications for both clubs. It would be kind of fun to watch. But I think they'd still be in it. At this point, obviously, as always in a situation like this, it says as much about the team you're chasing as it does about yourself. But, negative run differential for the Guards, but they keep finding a way here of late. It was a great series against Tampa Bay and then a great win last night. Slade Ciccone was terrific. I like that guy a lot. I think he's learned a lot in the system and, just a really good teammate. I enjoyed his post game where he was really pointing out some of the great defense that he had going for him as well. So, it's interesting, right? I mean, I think there's still like some very high level, when we look back at this year at the end of the season and in the off season, I mean, there's some big questions to be asked and answered here when it comes to team construction and, where their faults are and where they've fallen short, both, from a spending standpoint and a development standpoint, but, they're playing meaningful baseball in September. You got to give them credit for that.
Anthony, they clearly need, and I don't want to look too far ahead, but let's do it anyway. They clearly need two, maybe three more bats. Along with bats, I would like to just say everyday players. Do they have those guys?
No, no doubt.
Do they have those guys ready to go? And if not, do you think there's any chance they go out and acquire guys like that?
It's going to be interesting because, first of all, history tells us they're not going to acquire those guys. I don't know. How I could say that with a straight face, that you can expect them to go out and do that. I think the time to do that was last year, coming off the ALCS and they had prospects who, their system is strong. It's weird to say this too, because their system is strong in the position player side. We're not accustomed to that because this has been an organization that's been all about developing pitching. I think if anything, if they were to go out and make some meaningful investments this winter, I think you're maybe, better situated to do that on the pitching side, just because that's where their depth is really questionable at the moment. And, that's a risk because you don't know what these guys are going to be, the Bazanas and DeLauder, if he can stay healthy, that's a big question mark right there. But it is their strength. It is like they could have some guys who pop in the not too distant future, and that would be more on the position player side than the pitching side. But it's hard to know your own timetable. I think that's maybe one great knock on this team. It's not been good at knowing its own timetable, at forecasting its own timetable. Like contention has kind of like caught them by surprise in recent years, including last year, most notably. they didn't expect to go to the LCS, and lo and behold, they did, and they didn't seize the moment, you know, last winter. And now here you are with a negative run differential and hoping things break exactly right in these last couple of weeks to maybe sneak into a playoff spot.
Can they do it? Like, what? I look, you know, last night they jump over the Royals. That's good. They've jumped over the Rays. They've already jumped over two teams. And, you know, the Rangers are still on the schedule down the road. There's a part of me that just doesn't want to give up.
I'm not just saying this because they're in a clubhouse when they were here Labor Day weekend, and they've got a lot of good ball players. They should.
Hey, Anthony, I think we're going to call you back because I think we had some sunspots here. Some solar rays are interrupting our thing. Well,
speak now.
All right, now try it.
We'll call you back.
All right, we're going to call you right back. All right, he's Anthony Castrovitz from MLB.com. He's one of us, so he gets it. We all kind of get it. We want to make sure you can hear everything he has to say. Again, the Guardians sitting at 73-70, 2.5 back on that wild card spot. They play the Rangers. Wouldn't it be great if it came down to that final series against the Rangers?
It would be great.
It'd be really super exciting.
It would be great if they wrapped it up before that, Andy.
No, as far as excitement's concerned, I mean,
that'd be nice.
There's a little bit of doubt. I think it's more about the Mariners at this point. Is he back? All right, let's give him another shot. Hang on.
This, you got me?
Yeah, there now we got you. There you go. That's good. All right. Okay. All right, so let's finish that thought. I just don't see any of these teams. I think Seattle's a pretty good team. They're just weird. They're a weird team. But you can say the same thing about the Guardians. Can the Guardians get there? And now he's completely gone.
This isn't going well.
MLB.com
needs better phones.
He's almost there. You want to give one more shot? All right, we'll give it one more shot. They're getting back. Maybe somebody from Baltimore is running the lines on me right now. What do you think?
A lot to be said for phones that are actually attached to wires.
What is that? What's that? Seriously, when's the last time you used a phone that was attached to a wire?
Been a while.
I can't remember.
Been a while.
And it wasn't connected to the internet?
Been a while.
All right, here we go. We believe this time.
All right.
We believe.
You got me.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This has been bizarre because you guys sound great to me, and quite frankly, I sound great to myself. So I don't know what's happening here. With
something
the
in the line, my friend. In the line.
Anyway, to answer your question,
yes.
The Guardians have to win something like 70% of the remaining games. It's not impossible. It's just, you know, you need the Mariners to play something like 500 ball while you play better baseball. I mean, that's the math. The Mariners are just a really good team that for some reason, like a really good collection of players, I should say, that for some reason have not added up to the sum of their parts. I thought they were going to run away with the AL West in the second, you know, last couple months. I thought they were going to go on a surge, and then lo and behold, they're just kind of faltering. So I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of things have to break right, obviously, for Cleveland.
What do you think of Cade Smith in his audition as closer?
That guy has every tool you need to be a great closer. Long-term, he'll go through things that come with adjusting to that role. I mean, everybody does, but it's rare for a player to just kind of seize that position and take off running. But, I mean, you know, it's an awful situation with Emmanuel Clase and that whole thing, but at least you have somebody there who is a no-brainer. In terms of stuff and demeanor and everything to really thrive in that role long term.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I know the season's not over, but the job that Stephen Vogt's done here, because this has been a roller coaster at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's exceeded the sum of his parts in terms of this roster for 2 years running. So you got to give him credit for that. You can always pick apart a manager, even the best of them.
but he's obviously very good at relating to these guys. He's obviously very good at putting them in the right position. And I'm sure with the input of the front office as well, at putting guys in the right position to, you know, maximize what's at their disposal. I mean, we were just talking, I mean, they don't have much in the way of everyday players. They just don't. They got Jose Ramirez, they got Stephen Kwan, and they have, you know, he hates talking about platoons or using platoons or whatever, but that's what he does. That's what they do. They platoon all over the place. And, you know, again, I have issues with just the general construction of the roster. I don't have issues with how Steven Vogt deploys it.
Kyle Manzardo, an everyday player for you?
I think he can be. You know, I like that guy a lot. I just like his swing. I think that he is an intelligent hitter who's probably, you know, I'm sure he's learning things. You know he is from this experience this year and getting, you know, some opportunities against lefties. And I think he can be an everyday player. Yes, he's one of the very few guys, you know, in that collection of, you know, 20-somethings that I look at and go, yeah, that could be a guy. That could be a guy who's not an all-star maybe, not a, you know, MVP type, but just a really solid regular. I could see that for him.
Something weird has gone on here for me. They bring up George Valera.
Yeah.
George has been so highly touted for so long in the last 2 years. He's been injured, dinged up, didn't do much in the minors, blah, blah, blah. Anthony, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, do you give him a chance to win a job next year? You know, I doubt you're bringing back Lane Thomas. Nobody you just drafted is going to be ready. It still screams to me you need an outfielder. There's Nolan Jones. He looks like a ball player. He doesn't hit like one as often as we'd like.
Right.
I just wonder, are you going to keep shuffling through these guys and hope you get lucky, or are you going to go out and get somebody?
I mean, they need to go out and get somebody.
They do, don't they?
I just don't think they will. So, yeah, show me George Valera. I mean, no offense to Nolan Jones, but we've seen that experiment at a pretty large measure of at-bats, you know, for this season. And I'd rather, you know, it's tough because you're in contention, but you still, I think you have to treat it with more of a developmental mindset than a contention mindset. I really do. And that means playing Valera. He's here. Let's see what you got. Because you have to go into the winter with some idea of what you have. So that's the way I would play it. But, you know, I don't draw the lineups up.
Who do you like all the way here, American League, National League?
Oh, my gosh. I was actually just working on that.
I had a feeling you
favorite
would.
On the lack of World Series favorites this year is really pointed. You know, you can always say that in baseball. Anything can happen, blah, 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 blah. But I think we got like 80 points separating in winning percentage. We have like 80 points separating the top playoff team currently, the Brewers, from the bottom playoff team currently, which is the Mariners. We're not going to have a 100-win team. That's the second year in a row we won't have a 100-win team. But that's only happened twice since 2014 or 15. So there's no super teams. You know, the Dodgers were supposed to be, but they haven't played like it. And, you know, so I really like the Phillies, but only if Trey Turner is healthy. And right now he's not. They hope to have him back for October. And, you know, it's weird because we were just talking about it, but I actually really like the Mariners. They just haven't done it. They don't pitch very well on the road. So I don't know. The American League is wide open to me. There's just no great teams. It's pretty, I think Toronto could, Shane Bieber is maybe the biggest X factor in the postseason. He'll throw again tonight and we'll see how, you know, he finished the season, but he's a huge X factor in the playoff field, I think.
I look at this rotation and I don't see Corey Kluber, but I wonder if one of these guys could develop. Gavin Williams seems like the closest thing to me, but I like these young guys in the rotation, including Joey Cantillo. Is there one that jumps off the page to you?
Yeah, I mean, Gavin Williams has this stuff. It's just, he's got to stop walking people, you know, on measure. And so to be that dude, I mean, that's what it would take for him. But I do like him a lot. I mean, I think he's taken enormous steps this year. And so you don't have to squint too hard to see him being a frontline starter. But yeah, it's just about command. It's about limiting walks. That'll be the next step for him. But he's the one for me. You know, beyond that, I don't know that I see an ace in the making. I see some really good talent, but that's why it's strange to see them in this position where they don't have that next wave coming. And so if these guys get hurt or are just this, you know, if they're just kind of like, you know, good, solid mid-rotation guys, I mean, how are they going to piece together an elite rotation? It's going to be really difficult to do.
Is Joey Cantillo more than a mid-rotation guy?
Yeah, you know, I think he can be. I think he can be. You know, I like him a lot. I just, I feel about him the way I feel about the group in general. Like, you know, the upside is probably more limited than we're accustomed them were spoiled here for a very long time. Yeah. It's like they bring up one guy and another, and like, oh, he turns into a Cy Young type. You know, Corey Kluber, Shane Bieber, they develop these guys. And, you know, Tanner Bibee kind of wore that label with the extension and everything. I don't think he's that. I think he's more of a mid-rotation type, which is fine. I mean, you got to have those guys. But, you know, in their system right now, you can't look at it and say they're going to have a guy come up and all of a sudden be a Cy Young type. I just don't see that.
All right, last question for me. For them to make the playoffs, they have to do what outside of winning series? What's got to happen?
Put points on the board, you know. Yeah. They struggle to do that with consistency, but we have seen some they strung some, you know, crooked number innings here lately. That series against the Rays, and then last night, of course. Yeah, that's what it always comes down to for them. It's just exceeding our expectations offensively. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough. Let's see if they can get a little bit better offensively and make a run at this thing too. Because it's kind of fun because they keep us hanging on, and I'm good with it. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, hey, September baseball, it beats a guy watching a guy miss kicks. You know, I'd rather watch September baseball.
Wow.
Thank you, Anthony. Wow.
See you guys.
Goodbye. Anthony Kastrovitz, MLB.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.